Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Tell us who Chico Cool is.
Man, I'm blessed, Derek. That's who Chico Cool is.
Pull that thing in real close. Pull it in just like yes. I got right next to your mic. I want people to be able to hear you.
And just to,
they want to come out to this lecture Thursday.
Yes. So just to tell you what my name means, just to kind of break that down. The name Chica comes from West Africa, and it means power of God. And the name Akua also comes from West Africa. It means messenger. So together, the two names mean messenger with the power of God or God's powerful messenger. And I'm a professor of educational leadership at Clark Atlanta University. In addition, I have an affinity for African history, culture, and spirituality, which leads to this topic. And I have a background in ministry as well, which leads to this topic of the African origins of our faith.
What got you interested in Africa? Because one of the things that I always look back, and I'm just so grateful, I almost can remember my, awakening.
Yes.
When you just said, I can't take this European Eurocentric framework anymore. Yes. And I was in about seventh grade. I refused to stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. And I've always been a rebel at some point, but the consciousness came. Hanging around folk like Dr. Collett in Atlanta University Center, when you're able to operationalize what these feelings were.
Right, right.
That you knew you were rejecting certain parts of this place
because
it did not identify with you.
Absolutely.
I mean, looking at film of people getting hosed and dogged, other people crying, I was getting mad. And saying, what manner of man is this that can do this to other human beings? So, when do you, your functional understanding that you knew that race matter occurred?
Well, I want to give a shout out to Dr. Kevin James, the president of Morris Brown College, who was just on prior to me. And when you say, when did it happen for me? You remember that old song, Last Night a DJ Saved My Life?
Yeah.
Well, it was a HBCU that saved my life. And while I'm not an alum of Morris Brown, I went to Hampton undergrad and I did my master's degree at Clark. And now I'm blessed to be able to serve there as a faculty member in the Department of Educational Leadership. So shout out to my dean, Dr. Fidel Turner, and my department chair, Dr. Barbara Hill.
Yeah.
But it happened for me in undergrad at Hampton. I had a dramatic awakening. And what happened was my cultural consciousness and my spiritual consciousness incubated at the same time.
Wow.
I went through a traditional African initiation process as a student at Hampton. Through the Brothers of Kemet Nu, which was a part of the African Studies Cluster. Now, this was just a group of brothers and sisters who came together who wanted to study about our history and culture. Now, I was not one of the leaders. I was just on the fringes going to see what was what. And that's where it happened, brother. And I saw brothers and sisters in there spitting our history and culture like I had never heard this before. And why didn't I know this before? And I've been lied to. I've been hoodwinked and bamboozled, as Malcolm would say. And so once I got some exposure to that truth, too much truth, it was over,
yeah,
brother.
It's over.
It was over. When I went through that initiation and the elder brothers looked at me and they looked at the character traits that they felt I embodied, and the name Chica came. And I kind of walked into that. That's my purpose for being on the planet. When you look at African history and culture, our history and our identity and destiny is wrapped up in our name. So every time someone says your name, it's a subconscious spiritual reminder of your purpose for being on the planet. So what is the first thing that Europeans took from us?
Our name.
Our names, our language, our culture. And so that kind of reconnection did something to me, and I haven't looked back in over 27 years since that day.
Our first lecture was standing room only, and nobody left.
Literally standing room only.
I mean, we stayed there all night.
Yes, sir.
Literally standing room only. We had to, brother, get up, let these sisters sit. We want the same crowd to come out Thursday now. We'll be over at ITC, which is 770. Give me that address. It's cut off from here. I think it's 700. I'm sorry. 700. 700 ML King Jr. Drive. Right there in the Atlanta University Center on the campus of ITC. Dinner starts at 6:30. You have to go online now and buy your dinner ticket, and you can go do that at dbafricatrip.eventbrite.com, dbafricatrip.eventbrite.com. And if you don't do it that way, we'll have a ticket at the door for you. You know, you won't just get into the lecture. Come on. And because we want you to hear this, brother, give us his history. Tell us what we're going to get. What are we going to get on Thursday? This is always interesting now.
Oh, well,
because,
brother.
Boy, when you open up this faith, you need God to say religion. And that's why we say spirituality. Mm-hmm. Our people just go crazy. They just, you know, they don't think that monotheism or any of that originated. I have to remind people now, as best as every anthropologist, black, white, Greek, anybody you can find, I don't even know if we argue the point anymore. Although they sent a lot of folks after Baba Asa Hilliard and John Henry Clark and others to attack their reasoning and rationale that all earth, all life, if we've been able to turn it, determine, begin in Africa.
Well, brother, I don't argue either. I teach.
Yeah, and that's what I told.
Like Dr. John Henry Clark said.
And so I don't even think the white anthropologists are arguing that anymore. There's one or two of us who do. But
the data, the research literature is clear. All the evidence is clear. The problem is we haven't been shown the evidence.
Okay.
So I come with visual documentation. And so we like to say, as the great poet Lister Vell Middleton says, sharpen your eye and tune your ear so you know what you see and understand what you hear. But if you keep the evidence from the people, then the people remain ignorant about what the truth is.
Right.
But when you put the evidence out in front of everybody, they can see it for themselves.
Yeah.
So I use visual documentation. I also do primary research. Primary research means on site. Secondary research is going to the library or going online, which is fine as well. But I go to the sites, just as you all are taking your group to Kemet and to Ethiopia and so forth, Egypt and Ethiopia. I've been to Egypt six times, helped to lead over 1,000 people on the trip. We've been to most of the temples, been to the pyramids and all those different places. And so when you show people the actual evidence of who built the civilization and the actual evidence that shows that, it's incontrovertible. And people go through a dramatic transformation upon learning that information.
Yeah, you got to deal with the truth.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why we call this show Too Much Truth, because the truth is powerful. It is. It will drive you. It will make you emotional. But at the end of the day, the evidence suggests that it's, unimpeachable. You can't impeach it.
Put your seatbelt on, because I'm going to share some things that may be a little uncomfortable that you haven't been exposed to before. And it doesn't mean that I'm trying to take your faith away from you or take your religion or take your God. I'm trying to restore what was actually taken away.
There you go.
And so a lot of times people haven't been exposed to these types of things. So I say come with an open mind and just be ready to listen and learn. And don't be afraid. We were taught to be afraid of our own culture. We were taught to be afraid of our own traditions. We were taught to demonize our own people, not realizing that we were the ones that gave the world reading and writing and language and literature and science and spirituality and all of these different things. But we're not just going to talk about it. We're going to show you as well.
All right, 404-892-2703. This all happens on Thursday. It's our official meet and greet for those who are traveling with me to Ethiopia and Egypt. We leave on June the 22nd. Of this year, 2019, be back July 2nd. So they're gonna get the chance. I haven't had everybody in one space. People coming literally from across the nation, across the country. But for those of us who are in Atlanta, we're all going to be at the dinner tomorrow. There'll be a dinner, great soul food dinner. Morel does it, the collard greens and all of that good stuff. So we're going to even talk about how we took that bitter herb and turned it into a delicacy that they asked for all over the world. And at the end, and then we're going to break into your question and answer. We'll answer any questions about your vaccination, documentation, your passport, where we stand. And so we'll get into some of the trip questions. And then Dr. Chika Akua is going to deal with this subject of the African origin of our faith. It is open to the public. The entire public is invited, and it is open to that. You want to hear this brother who does a phenomenal lecture and proof text it. And the brother stand there and then take your questions afterwards. You know, I don't bring lecturers who don't take questions.
Mm-hmm.
You just want to drop your stuff off and leave out the side door. That ain't how it works. But we ain't going to be there all night while you go fishing now. You know, this is not a debate.
Mm-hmm.
I don't bring people for debate. Now, you want debate, come to the Battle of the Sexes tomorrow. We'll be talking about what Ayesha Curry and Steph Curry said about relationships. That'll be somewhat a debate. But when we come to these intellectual endeavors, you know, I don't need you there bad enough. I need your $20. You came to debate and just create havoc, stay at home. Y'all know I don't suffer fools gladly. Look here, 404-892-2703. Again, you can get your tickets right now. I'm watching Facebook. I'm watching my book of face and people signing up, and I'm watching PayPal. You can sign up right now, buy your ticket. He done gave you enough to make you come. Go to PayPal, and but go to Eventbrite. All you got to do is go to dbafricatrip.eventbrite, eventbrite.eventbrite.com. Get your ticket. Much food as you want to eat, you can eat. Buffet. So they let you go back in the line one, two times, three times, whatever you want to do. And you can do that tomorrow. $20, that includes your tip, gratuity, dessert, drink, all of that. We're thankful for Morrell for this partnership, giving us space to come for us to just talk about the things important to us. When we come back, we're going to ask Dr. Akua, what is the first thing? What's on the first slide tomorrow? What's the first one or two things you're going to learn, even if you ain't in town and you don't come tomorrow? We're going to tell you what you're going to learn tomorrow. We'll be back. It's News and Talk, 1380 WALK.
Hi, I'm Chanel.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.